Hello, everyone. I'm Karen Webster, and welcome to Data Drivers, a weekly look at three data points that offer rich new insights into a meaningful topic in payments. Today, I'm joined by Jan Estep, CEO of Nacha. Hey, Jan, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here talking with you.
And our data points are courtesy of the great news that you released last week on same-day ACH volume. Same-day ACH, of course, is the initiative that you spearheaded to make faster payments ubiquitous in the United States. And you thought that it was time to release results for the experience of same-day ACH 1 month in. So that's what we're going to dive into today. So you ready, Jan?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. So the first data point is $5 billion. That is the volume of same-day ACH transactions that you saw across the network in that one-month period. Is that what you were expecting?
And actually, Karen, it's the dollar value, right?
$5 billion, right,
flowed via same-day ACH payments. And it's interesting because we didn't have a good sense of exactly what the value would be across the network, but certainly the range of payments that we saw was just about as we were expecting. So it was very good news from that standpoint.
So that's $5 billion, about 4 million transactions, right?
Absolutely right, yeah. So the $5 billion came from 4 million different individual payments that move same day across the United States.
So let's dig into the second data point, which is 1.9 million. And that is the number of same-day ACH transactions related to direct deposit or payroll. Now, I remember as you and I were talking about same-day ACH and its rollout, you cited payroll as a big use case. Certainly seems as though that's proving to be true. Again, your thoughts on that, and were there any surprises from your standpoint?
Yeah, it's interesting because generically, direct deposit of ACH is what some would call, you know, the granddaddy of them all kind of transaction in the ACH network, because payroll certainly has been around for quite a while. But when we look at that 1.9 million direct deposit transactions, it's about half of the same-day ACH volume. So frankly, it was a bit more, I think, than what I thought. But you have to think of what's in direct deposit beyond payroll. So certainly payroll is part of it, and it is a leading reason that many organizations wanted to move to direct deposit. But it also includes things like pension payments to individuals, other types of benefit payments. In a B2C environment, right, certainly that's what payroll is, a business paying their employers. But it also could include payments such as an insurance company making a claim payment out to one of their customers. That would also be within this relatively large direct deposit bucket. So I think when you think of all the possible applications that are B2C direct deposit kind of transactions, it's why it accumulated to almost half the volume in the first full month of same-day ACH.
Interesting. So direct deposit, payroll is one of them, but as you point out, not the only use case, but many situations where companies are trying to get money more quickly into the hands of consumers falls underneath this direct deposit umbrella.
That's right. And for those who are ACH geeks, right, all of this would fall under the PPD credit transaction. That's what includes actually more than your payroll direct deposit in the end.
So pension payments I wanted to call out. What's the use case for same-day pension payments?
Oh, it's interesting because pension payments, like payroll payments, are made on pretty much a scheduled date per month. So as a payroll file might be missed by a company sending out payroll, they may need to do emergency. That could also happen with a pension file. And in fact, I call it out because on the very first day that same-day ACH was implemented, we heard from one of the financial institutions whose customer missed a pension file delivery And wow. They were so glad to have same-day ACH to be able to make that delivery on the day when it was due to the recipient.
Wow, that's an important use case and a good story as well. Okay, so let's look at the third data point, and that's 13%. So we've talked about the number of ways in which same-day ACH is being used. 13% is the percent of same-day ACH volume attributed to P2P payments. P2P, another big use case for same-day ACH, as you called it out. Again, your reactions to that.
Yeah, that's a real interesting number to call out, Karen. And part of it is that a P2P payment is represented by what we call a web ACH credit transaction. That is actually a new transaction type that just was implemented across the ACH network back in 2014. So it's relatively new, but it was one where the industry indicated they wanted to be able to better identify those P2P transactions, so they're identified in a web credit. Today, in what we'd call traditional ACH, it makes up only about 1% of the network, but with same-day ACH, it represented 13%, as you said. There are quite a few instances now where people are saying, I want to get my money, right, from my account to yours on the same day.
That seems pretty transformational as a use case.
Yeah, we certainly expect a broad variety of uses of same-day ACH. And I would caution us in terms of making, you know, assumptions too early. We have seen just 1 month of data, and the industry was interested. We wanted to be able to share what we've seen. And I would expect that these volume percentages will probably shift over time.
Right. So I wanted to ask you, as you put context around these results, as you point out, just the first month in, you've offered comparisons to current network volume on some of the data that we talked about, but give us a sense overall and how you think the trends might play out, given that you just acknowledged there will be variability. But any sense there of what you're expecting and what you'd like to share?
You know, I think that we really felt across the board that same-day ACH would be very valuable to both consumers and businesses that wanted to make sure they could manage their money very well, that they could pay their bills due on the last day if that's when they had money available, that a business could pay their invoice on the due date to really better manage their liquidity or cash management, be they a large corporation or a small business that wanted to hold on to their money until it was really due to the other party. So as more and more consumers and businesses are presented with tools to allow them to do it, I think we will see volume grow because the capability is certainly there now to offer anyone wanting to pay, you know, the option to either pay it on a scheduled basis way in advance like payroll is done, to be able to do it, you know, the next day, and now we have same day. So I do think we'll see a shifting of volume that is perhaps a little unpredictable as new tools and new services are created around the ACH network to help end users really move the funds on the same day.
Do you have a sense of categories where you think there may be interest? I mean, I think about P2P, I think about bill payments. We've talked about direct deposit, but are there things that you've heard from FIs as they're thinking about originating products that might bubble up and drive more business and consumer demand?
Yeah, a couple that we haven't talked about, Karen, are in the larger B2B environment. So business-to-business payments already are using same-day ACH. In fact, that's one of the numbers we haven't talked about yet. But about 36% of the same-day ACH volume was a variety of business-to-business payments. So again, as I said a minute ago, this could be simply businesses wanting to hold on to their money until an invoice is due. right? So they may have used traditional ACH in the past. Now they're using same-day ACH to, you know, have the benefit of holding on to that money. But a new application that we saw was, again, very early on, merchant funding using same-day ACH. And, you know, for a credit card receiving merchant to be able to say, you know, when I have received this many authorizations today, I'd like to be funded for those today, is a unique value proposition that acquiring firms can now offer up to their merchants. So it still is a traditional business-to-business payment, but again, I think the context in which it's delivered is really up to the users of the network.
Yeah, with this new tool, there will undoubtedly be new ways that innovators and, you know, everyone throughout the ecosystem will consider new ways of managing their cash flow. I mean, this is really what it's all about, whether you're a business or a person. It's about managing your cash flow and doing it in a way that is most efficient for both parties.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right.
Well, Jan, thanks very much for taking... Go ahead.
I was going to say one other thing that we saw, and it's actually just a natural outcome of the same-day ACH cycles, is that returns are now flowing faster. And that is, again, an observation that we heard back from financial institutions and their customers, where they were pleasantly surprised to be able to have returns now coming back to them midday that, again, give them an earlier signal of a transaction that needs repair or maybe one that needs to be looked into. So, again, I think some good things from a risk mitigation and an operational standpoint also that are kind of under the covers, but there for those and I think valued for those who have to manage ACH on a day-to-day basis.
Wow. A good story. Do you think you'll be releasing data on a monthly basis, or haven't you decided how the frequency of data will be managed yet?
No, into the future, we will be providing quarterly updates on the same-day ACH volume, and we will do that in sync with the rest of the ACH volume reports that we provide to the industry already. So I think as we go quarter by quarter, we'll be able to see that evolution of you know, the use cases as it evolves.
That sounds great. Well, listen, Jan, thanks for joining us today. It was great to dive into the data that is really giving us some early indication of the utility of faster payments in the U.S. and the importance of actually having a ubiquitous way of moving money between parties in a more efficient, faster way. Thanks very much for joining me, and have a very nice Thanksgiving.
Great. Thanks for the dialogue.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Bye-bye now.